FCC has released the complaints about the Super Bowl halftime show, and these are amusing to read every year. Most of them were about Beyonce, of course, if you want to read the example that we have, Lindsay.
Sure, and this one's actually from Levan, Utah. My family and I are appalled at what was allowed to take place in the halftime show at the Super Bowl. What was displayed was anti-American, anti-police, pro-Black Panther, pornographic, anti-family, and on and on. Someone should have to answer for the disgusting anti-family display. Appalling.
I had no idea Cheddar Bay biscuits were so political.
I know. It's crazy.
Polarizing.
But there was a lot more than just complaints about Beyonce. I don't think I would have expected this one. This comes to us from the deaf community.
Yes. Morley Matlin was chosen by the National Association of the Deaf to sign the national anthem during the Super Bowl 50. It was an exciting time for the deaf community, but a lot of us were disappointed when she only got 3 to 5 seconds of airtime. Can the FCC make sure future Super Bowls will include a box with the signer in it? At least a dedicated public video streaming channel for the deaf community?
Not a completely unreasonable complaint.
No.
Right?
That's true. Yeah, sure. I don't want the box up the whole game, though.
No, she wouldn't be up the whole game.
Right. Just during the national anthem.
During the national anthem. Mm-hmm. But also at some point in time, like, do we not know what the national anthem is?
Obviously some of us don't.
Yeah.
If you asked me to sing the lyrics right now, I'd get some of them wrong, I'm sure.
Yeah,
like, I have no idea what she's talking about. Is she still talking about our country? I can't tell because nobody's signing to me about it. But
yeah,
but if you're going to have her there, you may as well have her there. Nobody's looking at her actually in the stadium.
Right. Would she be doing like the sports, like commentating and stuff too? Like,
No.
You can't do that.
Actually,
that's a little too much.
That
play-by-play in sign language.
That is sort of about what our next complaint is about, even though this complainer is complaining about specifically the interview with the president and the first lady.
The closed captions were broadcast in substandard all capitalized text when the standard for reading is lowercase. All capitalized text is the lowest quality text you can force on someone. The brain expects lowercase because it's the standard. All caps slows down the reading process, making it harder to understand the programming. The broadcasters keep the caps lock key on because they are so lazy and don't care for their hearing impaired viewers, despite the fact that the Super Bowl is one of the most widely viewed programs of the year. The closed captions should be lowercase as well.
I think always.
His complaint was in all caps, right?
No, just only. When he says all caps, then it's all caps.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that it's always in caps, closed captioning.
I had to think about this for a second, and I think you're right. But dude has a valid complaint. There's nothing more annoying than the all caps. And good for him.
Like, it's like they're yelling at you constantly.
Right. And if they're deaf, yelling isn't going to help you.
But I never really noticed. I mean, when, you know, all bars have ESPN. All bars have ESPN and, like, you know, and they're running the closed captioning. It's all caps all the time. Just kind of creates this little subversive TV is yelling at you, even though the volume isn't on at all times. All lowercase.
It might be nicer. I'm open to this idea.
And now this was a local complaint. This is a local complaint that's coming to us from Omaha, Nebraska. And they aired a commercial there, which we didn't see here, but it is for a male boner clinic, basically called New Male. And here's how the commercial goes.
What seems to be the problem? It looks like you're having a little trouble walking.
A woman had walked into the doctor's office on one of those walkers with the tennis balls on the bottom. She was having trouble.
You can tell me. I am a doctor. Your husband went to New Mail?
With advances in...
Yeah, so she wrote something down on a piece of paper.
Right.
To say, yep, we had a... We've been having rousing sessions since my husband went to New Mail. And the complainer goes like this.
This commercial sends a message that the woman's husband had sex with her to the point where it caused her enough harm and pain to have her seek medical treatment. To me, this is to the point of promoting the abuse of women and saying it is encouraged and evenly medically approved. Got a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she probably likes it, so this old man should probably not about it. If that's what her and her husband do, that's probably what she likes, so...
Well, what was most amusing to me is that not only was the woman walking funny, but she had to write down her complaint to the doctor, as in she couldn't talk either.
Oh, no!